is going on, people? Welcome to the Ghost Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host. You could call me Ghost. Today is the first episode of this podcast, so you're going to have to bear with me for a little bit. It's going to be a little bit awkward. Still trying to find myself a little bit here. But other than that, I mean, you're going to get to know me little by little. I'm going to talk a lot about my past. I'm going to talk about my present, what's going on with me, a little bit of everything. Feel free to chip in, give suggestions, tell me to fuck off if you need to. Feel free to say anything. This is a learning curve for me, but I think it'll be good. It's been a pretty tough week this week. Going through a breakup. Actually, I don't know if I could really call it a breakup. They never really broke up with me. Let me explain. Wow. I was going out with this girl. Not gonna say no names. Been going out since the beginning of the year. Thought everything was going pretty okay for the most part. Until I noticed things started changing. So let me explain a little bit. Back in, I would say, beginning of June, I believe it was, I got let go of my job. For those of you that don't know, I'm a truck delivery driver, delivering food to different restaurants. And it just so happens that I met her while I was on a route. Started kicking it with her right off the bat. Instant connection. Fast forward to when I got let go. I start seeing her every single day. And, wow. Keep saying I'm a lot. Yeah. Fast forward to when I got let go. I stopped seeing her every single day. And I noticed that things started changing. There started being a lot more fights, a lot more arguments. She started getting distant. And it was both our faults. She keeps saying that I play victim. I don't play victim. I know it's both our faults. I have half of the fault here, I would say. And I'm not going to get into the full logistic about all of that in this episode. But last Friday, she just up and disappeared. Just so happens that it was the day before. The day before the UM game. And yeah, no, she just up and disappeared. Completely blocked me from everything. She went from a Friday night talking about getting married and moving together to Saturday night. I wake up and I'm blocked from everything. Turns out she had been seeking this other dude all along. So, kind of fucked up the way I found out. Thanks to social media. But instead of breaking up with me, she just up and disappeared. So, maybe this is my escape for it. I never really got any closure for it. I know some people say get the fuck over it. I'm a very sentimental person. But I never got that closure, so I told her to at least tell me to fuck off. At least tell me that. She wouldn't even tell me that. And I had to find out on social media 2 days after she was talking about getting married with me that she was with some other dude. So, yeah. It's been a pretty fucked up week. And I'm not going to get into the full details of it. Been a pretty fucked up couple months. Went from totaling my car, getting injured at work, getting fired from work, getting into a car, or into a truck accident at work. So it's been a pretty fucked up week. On top of that, I have a baby mama to deal with that one day she loves me, the next day she wants to destroy my life. So I would say I have a pretty interesting life. Let me talk a little bit about my background. 27 years old. Probably don't give a fuck, but 27. Originally from Puerto Rico. I love this shit. This radio / podcast. I eat and breathe this every single day. Yeah, I do have an accent for a couple things. So right now when I said brief, yeah, you could go ahead and laugh. I have an accent. I think I gave you guys pretty good idea of myself for a first episode. You're gonna get a lot more of that. You're gonna get a lot more with my family. You're gonna get a lot more of funny stories, fucked up stories, sad stories. But you're gonna get the real me. I can at least say that. So I hope that you were at least entertained with that first couple lines and that you'll at least listen to episode 2 to see what happened with me. But for his first episode, this is pretty short. Kind of testing the waters out. See what I gotta change. Besides saying so much. But I hope that you guys keep listening. And I could keep bringing you parts of my life. I'm gonna try to be as open as I can with you guys. Don't really know if anybody out there cares to even know about my life, but I see this as an escape goat. And instead of exploding inside, I'd rather just put it all on a track. And yeah, who knows, maybe I can help somebody out. You know, I'm gonna talk about a lot of hardship, a lot of things that I've overcome. And I'm going to try to bring some of my friends over and have some cool conversations, interview some of them. I have a lot of people that I know that are very successful in life. And maybe they can help me and some of you guys out. So you just never know what you're going to get from listening to this. So I hope you guys at least enjoyed this first couple minutes. And hopefully you guys keep on listening, you know. That story about my ex, in the next couple episodes, I'm going to get really deep into it. So let it go to the next episode and keep listening. Thank you guys, and follow me. I'm going to put my social media at the end of this because I just don't know it by the back of my head. Probably going to end up changing the name of this a couple times, but fuck it. It's all part of it. So I appreciate you guys, and follow me on my Instagram. My Instagram is just.ghost with a zero. Just.ghost. Ghost is with a zero. And on Twitter, you can follow me as well. It's going to be just_ghost as well with a zero. Just_ghost with a zero instead of an O. That's for my Twitter. And my Facebook, I'll give that later on once I create a non-personal Facebook. But yeah, I appreciate you guys.